All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
All right, so we are approaching the Super Bowl edition of another one of our food challenges. And if you're new to the show, that's fine. But Sully is the king of the food challenge. He has taken on all comers. He has done quantity. He's done spice. He's done sweet, savory. Well, today, this may be his mountaintop. We have a Hot Wing Challenge. We have commissioned a custom flavor. 2.4 million Scoville units. We'll talk to the man who made it at 4. And, well, Sully and TJ will embark on this adventure. Ticket text first. Mike, the Here We Go is actually on the board. You said it's off. Don't forget. Thank you for catching that. And it is noted. And we're going to revisit this as we get through this prop bet madness. Is there going to be video of the Wing Challenge to watch? Yes, there will be. Facebook Live. That's what I'm told, at least, but that's not my department.
Awesome.
Yep, that's right. You can go on Facebook Live and watch it.
You guys are really scared.
Getting nervous. And the Wings just got here like a minute ago, so now it's really hitting me.
Now, here's what I want you to do at the end of this segment. I think you should go out. You should have a conversation. Really, I think it'd be good for you to kind of learn about what you're going to ingest. From what I'm told, he has brought a bucket of the sauce. Maybe it'd be good for you to take a whiff. Kind of get it going through your nasal cavity.
Definitely not going to do that.
No? No? Okay.
I'm going to try to eat these as fast as I can.
I want to also say, Roberto, you're probably a marked man in this office because you've made it smell like the Texas State Fair in this building using the Eric Thies air fryer.
I mean, it's really gotten to the point of, it smells like one of those, it just smells like a dive bar in here. Except we don't have any beer.
People, we have an open office concept, right? So Roberto puts the air fryer in like the center of the office, plugs it into an outlet in the middle of a cube farm, and he's air frying cheese sticks, mini tacos, like he's got finger foods for all the guys.
Oh, by the way, the pizza rolls will be ready in about 2 minutes.
Ooh. Oh, my God.
The mini tacos? Back on track.
That was.
You redeemed yourself.
I would say
after
that's
the
best thing. That's the best thing.
Roberto, yes, what is your review of the Copper Chef air fryer?
Does it live up to it?
Yeah, I like it. I actually think things are coming out crispy and not greasy at all. It's very great. It's great.
I noticed Evan eating quite a bit of the finger foods as well, so I'm going to say he had a positive review. Every time I've seen Evan in the last 60 minutes, he's had a finger food in his hand.
Yes.
He's had no break.
Very gluttonous.
And people have been jealous, too. I talked to someone out there. There was one of the girls that works here said, why aren't you guys telling us about this food? Where's this? Where are you hiding all this food? Because they can smell it. But then Roberto just shuffles the food in here, of course.
The image of Roberto shuffling with an aluminum pan through the office. And then he's strolling around feeding you and TJ and David.
Well, the best was when he first fired it up. I was looking at people around the office. And we had the traffic department over there. That people are like looking around like, why does it smell like that?
That's the worst part, too. They get the smell. They don't even. Roberto's not even sharing with them.
Now, prop bets, gentlemen. Let's get to business. The ones you disagreed on. CBS showing a replay of the pass interference. TJ said yes. Sully said no. Roger Goodell shown on television over under 1.5. TJ said over. You said under. The color of the Gatorade or beverage dumped on the winner. Sully went with the lime green yellow trio, which is the clubhouse favorite. TJ with the clear slash water. That's a bold play. Romo saying, here we go. Over under 2.5. TJ went under. Sully went over. And then the last one. First turnover. Sully went interception. TJ went none. Here's my question.
We missed one, I believe.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I think they disagreed on the Brady rushing yards.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, we did. I said under.
I'm sorry, guys.
Did you have it?
Does sacks count against the rushing total? It doesn't in the
passing.
NFL, right?
Yeah. No, only in college is it the rushing. David, I can't find it because I'm just terrible at my job. All right, well, let's do this while I search for it because I'm an idiot. If you have to narrow it down to one, Is Evan pointing at me? Is there something I can do? No, he's not. If you have to narrow it down to one prop bet that you'd be most comfortable of the ones you disagreed with going head-to-head with TJ for entertainment purposes only, what would that be?
Oof.
Of the disagreement
probably Brady.
Ones.
Probably Brady's half a yard. That's one quarterback sneak.
I would be more confident with the replay of the non-interference call.
See, I think CBS will try to avoid that during the game. You might see it pregame, but I don't think during the game they're going to show that replay and even go there. I don't think the NFL would want that either. And we know they take cues from the NFL.
It doesn't say during the game, though. It just says, will CBS show a replay of the missed pass interference call in the game?
During the game. Right. I mean, it's a 4-hour pregame show. That's not included in it.
Well, how do I know that?
Well, that's what the bet is.
I think this one might be a little too complex. Why don't we move off it?
These are during the game broadcast. Once they, you know, go to them. Once the slide-in happens, the Collinsworth thing, right? Once that moment happens, then the broadcast starts.
Move off it.
Okay.
Which one do you guys want to battle on? And why don't we call it entertainment purposes only? Translation, steak dinner. A friendly gentleman's agreement.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's not a bet. I'll be the arbiter. I'll join. You'll both buy me dinner. And it'll be a great night out.
Okay.
I'll get a free dinner out of it.
I just walked right in on that.
There. Yeah, you almost went over TJ's head there.
I see what you did there. Okay.
That's right.
I'll take the Tom Brady rushing yard.
Really?
All right.
Half a yard.
Okay.
I'll take that.
Let's do it.
All right. Brady over, under. Half a rushing yard. Sully over. TJ under.
Half a yard.
That's all I need.
That's going to be the prop bet for the steak dinner.
I'm fine with that if you are.
Or, I mean, entertainment purposes only. Is that fair?
That's cool with me, TJ, if that's cool with you.
Yeah, I can do that.
Because I want to watch the game rooting for this. I'm really excited to see if this happens.
We have it in the back of our head about the Saints one, but that won't be the official one.
A couple other ticket texts. I'm caught up on those. Caught up on this.
Hey, Sully. AFC Championship game. Tom Brady had one rush for -1 yard.
Oh, scary, isn't it? Crazy.
Yeah, but here's the one thing I would say. The Patriots, with how much they run the football now, and the fact that the Rams, you can run it on them. All it takes is 1/3 inches, a quick count, and a quarterback sneak. There's your 2 yards.
See, but I think teams know that Tom Brady.
How does
he really
do it?
Think he's going to do that with Sue and Aaron Donald in the A gap?
Or some right sort of bootleg the at the end zone and he gets the corner or something.
Oh,
but
come on, he ain't that
That's
fast.
That's happened before.
He ain't that fast. Oh, here you go. Let's take it back to divisional round. Patriots versus Chargers.
Oh, no.
Tom Brady, 2 carries, -1 yard.
Well, that will not be happening in the Super Bowl.
No, lock it in. Lock it in for the dinner. I mean, entertainment purposes only. Lock it in. I like this one.
You got a good trend going here. I like it.
How far back can you go with that?
Oh, that's what I'm looking here. Let's
all right. Take your time.
0 carries against the Jets.
I'll take care of some business. The Grim Reaper has arrived. Oh, that's right. The wings are here. The sauce is here.
I got to run, hey.
Yeah. Yeah. That's going to be you at the Wings game tonight if you're not careful. I'll tell you what.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.